There you are, laying on the bed, completely naked, just a sheet covering you. You know, this is my favorite sight in the morning. It's my favorite way to wake up. Your arms wrapped around me, and your cock insistently pressed up against my ass. I like to grind my ass against you, softly squirming, trying to wake you up. And eventually, I'd feel your hand wander. Feel it brush against my skin, from my waist, down my stomach and hips, lower, until you cut my sex. And slowly start to tease me, moving your fingers sweetly up and down until I'm a gasping mess. Until I can't take it anymore and turn around to face you. To lay on my side and grab your cock, slowly moving my hand up and down your shaft. As I kiss you, I would kiss you slow at first, teasing your lips with mine, until lust would take over, and we'd kiss in a passionate frenzy, losing our control. I would roll on top of you, straddle you, and start to kiss your neck as you squeeze my tits. Oh, I'd moan and start to grind my clit against you. It wouldn't take me long until we would both be desperate for more. Until I guide the head of your cock to my entrance and slowly lower myself on top of you, letting you slowly stretch my cunt. I would slowly start to ride you, not letting you set the pace. I'd let you touch me, but I would not let you guide me. I would let you touch me wherever you wanted, your hands moving over my hips, to my ass, and up to my waist, so that you can draw me closer to you. You would reach up and take my tits in your hands, teasing my nipples, making them stiff and hard for you. Meanwhile, I'm slowly bouncing up and down on your cock. I'd moan and look you in the eyes as I drive you wild with lust. And when I feel you starting to lose control, I'd stop and start to grind on you slowly instead. I would lean down so that my lips just barely touches yours. I'd moan and gasp as we would breathe the same air, share the same breath. After a while, I'd kiss you and say, "It's your turn." With those three words uttered, you'd know exactly what I meant. You'd roll me over onto my back in one swift motion, taking control. You would start with long, hard strokes, pounding deep into my pussy with your big, hard cock. You'd whisper all the dirty things that you know would drive me wild. You would say, "You like the effect I have on you, don't you? How much I can turn you on? I know just what to say and do to make you mine. I know how to make your body react exactly how I want it to. So I can use you, use your body as I please. Then you tell me how I belong to you, how this pussy belongs to you. You'd say to me, "You're my good little girl, aren't you? Your body belongs to me, from your delicious lips that tease my cock so well, to your wet little pussy. I want to use your body for my pleasure. Touch me, tease me, grind up against me, and let me listen to your breathing grow heavy and more ragged. Show me how much you need my touch. Show me." With those final words, I came. I came so hard around your cock, and as I tightened around you, I could feel you were close. "I want you to come in me," I'd say in a daze. "I want you to mark me. I want the feeling of you inside me to linger, to never fade, to always be there. Come in me, please. Oh, I need it." And you did. I gasped and moaned as I felt you fill me completely. Your thrust slowed down, and we came down from our bliss, still breathing the same air. You rolled me off onto your back, pulling me over so that I'm laying on top of your chest. We lay in silence, just listening to our breathing, slowly returning to normal. Then, after a while, I'd stretch and roll out of bed. I know you'll watch me as I fix my hair and stretch, showing off my body that you know so well. Then I'll ask you if you want anything from the kitchen and give you a little wink as I leave the bedroom completely naked, hoping you get the hint and meet me there once you recover. The words, "That counter is just the right height," lingering in the air.